And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is marketing and jobs. My first guest is ranked as one of the top influencers on Twitter in the entire world. We discussed his theory of unmarketing. My next guest is a sought-after expert in human relations and employment trends. Her company, the Herman Group, tracks the trends of the job market in this country. We'll discuss her top 10 employment trends for the year 2011. And if you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's 805-639-0008. Joyce Joa leads one of the country's leading research firms in the field of employment and human relations. She got her BA from the University of Denver. She majored in communications and languages. She got her MBA from Fordham University. She got her MSc from the New Seminary and her MSTH from the New Seminary. In positions that she has held, she's been the president of the Herman Group, as I said. She's also the CEO of Employer of Choice Incorporated. She's the publisher of the weekly free Herman Trend alerts, and she's the former managing director of the Workforce Stability Institute. Welcome to the show, Joyce. How are you today?
Thanks, Bill. It's great to be with you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you with us, too, because employment in this country is really kind of a fickle thing. We started in just a couple of months ago to think we were coming out of the recession, that we were getting net job gains in the country, only to find out that that wasn't the case. And we're once again at about 9.8% unemployment in the U.S. You've developed 10 trends that you see happening right now, employment trends for the year 2011. And I wanted to go over that list with you because I found it fascinating. So if we can, let's just start with the list and start at the top of the list. What do you think is the number one trend in employment in this country this year?
Well, recruiting will intensify, and it already is. If you look at some of the websites that track that, including my friend Ted Daywalt at VetJobs, he's up by more than 47% year over year in terms of job listings. So we're seeing that the large companies are, in fact, offering more positions, many more positions than they did a year ago. What we're not yet seeing is the small and medium-sized companies coming along, but that will happen later in 2011.
Well, let me stop you, Joyce, because that's an interesting fact. Yes, large companies are hiring, but if you look at a trend over the last 20 years of large companies with their hirings and their firings and the trends that go on there, net, they have produced no net new jobs in this country. It is always small and medium-sized business that drives
correct.
The employment, drives the economy. So
you're absolutely correct. We estimate it somewhere between 80 and 85%.
Wow. I mean, that's huge.
So that's why that brings us to the next item on my hit parade, which is that unemployment will remain relatively high. And there's several reasons why unemployment will remain relatively high for the entire year, actually. Not the least of which is that those small and medium-sized companies are finding themselves between a rock and a hard place with the new healthcare reform and having to spend money that they would have spent to hire more people, instead paying for healthcare, paying for lawyers. There's more regulation happening now, so they've got additional expenses. Plus, we're graduating tens of thousands of college graduates every year, so they're adding to the job pool. And we're seeing companies embracing technology, which will allow them to do more with less. So we're seeing a lot of things happening.
Well, Joyce, we're talking to Joyce Joa, everybody, and I want to ask you a couple of questions. First of all, Joyce, in your opinion, as you look at the entire unemployment landscape, let me ask you a question. Which would you rather be at this moment in time, an unemployed undergraduate who's just leaving college or a baby boomer who's been laid off from their job?
Very interesting question. There are advantages to being each of those people, and it sort of depends on what kinds of skills the person possesses. So the answer is, my mentor's favorite answer to me, it depends. If you have the critical skills, if you have the skills that employers are looking for, then I guess I'd rather be the baby boomer looking for the new opportunity. However, if you have a good degree from a top school and you have done your internships, which are very, very important, then you too would be one of those employees who would be in demand.
An employee of choice, as you say. Now, let me flip
Let
me flip that on you, and from the employer's perspective, as you know, the human relations department, if you're looking at that, which would you rather hire? Again, all things being equal, the recent college grad or the unemployed baby boomer, and why?
Presuming that the unemployed baby boomer has not been out of work for a long time, because that has effects as well. And in my white paper, which we'll talk about a little later, I've recommended that people who are unemployed take volunteer jobs so that they can possibly get a track record and so that employers will see that they're accustomed to getting up, putting on their clothes, and going out to work every day. The unemployed baby boomer, though, typically will possess an understanding of how organizations work, will possess certain skills and abilities that the fresh graduate will not have. Also, fresh graduates typically are members of the millennial or Gen Y generation. And what that means is that they come with a whole load of issues and challenges that we don't have with baby boomers. We know how to work with baby boomers. We as organizations, as work environments, have less experience in attracting and engaging the fresh graduates.
Well, now that's a very interesting point, because this is the first time in history where we have four generations in the workplace. We've got the traditionals, baby boomers like myself. We've got Gen X and Gen Y all in the workplace together, all competing for those coveted positions. And it does represent a challenge for any organization to address those Gen Ys. I'm just looking at this from a practical purpose, though, and dollars and cents. Doesn't it make sense to hire the recent college grad, because you're going to get that college grad, baggage and all, for a lot lower price than you're going to get the baby boomer?
That is the thinking of many organizations. I think it's wrong. And let me tell you why I think it's wrong.
Please do.
Because the typical tenure of the millennial is much shorter than the tenure of the baby boomer. What you need to do is to help the baby boomer become more realistic about what that person is worth on the job market. There's the rub, because many baby boomers don't want to take the significant pay cuts, but the truth is that they're going to have to.
Oh, that's terrible news for those baby boomers that are out there listening
it
to the sound of our
is.
Voice. All
it
right.
Most certainly is.
We're talking to Joyce Joa, everybody. We're talking about the top workplace trends for the year 2011. And actually, we've only gotten through two at this point, Joyce. So what's number three on your list?
Workforce development will increase in importance, because communities are going to realize that there is a significant disparity between the skills that people actually possess and what the local employers are looking for. So I'm expecting that the federal government will pass additional legislation to provide more funds. However, we still have much of the $3.45 billion that was allocated for job training in the 2009 Reinvestment Act that was passed by the recent Congress.
Yes.
So, you know, there are dollars out there, and I think that we're going to tap into those and use them hopefully a little bit more effectively than we have in the past.
Well, now this one leaves me scratching my head just a little bit, Joyce, because here I pay property taxes for my high schools and my local school. I pay taxes that go to support my community colleges locally. Why is it then that the government feels that we need to jump in and offer even this more $3.45 billion to give people training that should be available and should be given at the high school and the junior college level?
Well, there are two issues here. One is that the people who are in high school are not in the market for retraining, which is what those dollars are,
okay,
mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the issue of the fact that the community colleges they're typically working with young adults. And so, in fact, they are doing a lot of this retraining. And the fact that our schools are simply not doing the job that they need to do is one of my cause celebs. I am constantly jumping up and down and saying our schools are just not cutting it. They're not preparing our young people for what comes next. And that's why you'll see kids taking four and a half, five, six even years to get out of college, because they have to start by taking remedial courses just to be able to do college work.
As my wife and I like to joke, they take the 13th grade. Yes, I understand. Let's on the subject of retraining, let's talk about technology. What role is technology going to play in the workforce in the year 2011 as you see it?
The technology is going to play a huge role, and there are a number of companies like Taleo and Knowledge Infusion and SAP which are going to find their sales staff very, very busy. People are looking for ways to do more with less. They're looking for ways to be more analytical, to use more metrics in the way that they conduct business. And these companies will be right there to step in and help. It also will provide some structure and framework for organizations to manage the performance process, the accountability processes, and to manage relationships in the firm as well. And last but certainly not least, to make sure that the people who are brought on board are brought on board effectively.
Okay. So if people are listening to the sound of your voice, whether they're employed or they're unemployed, what advice would you give them in regards to technology and keeping current on what's going on in the technological workspace?
Stay on the leading edge. Make sure that you are subscribed to trade magazines in your industry. Make sure that you are tapped into whatever new and leading edge technologies there are. Call those companies and see if they can send you maybe PDFs so that you can stay as current as possible in your industry and in the latest and greatest technologies in your industry. You don't want to be left behind.
All right. We're talking to Joyce Joya, everybody. She's the CEO of the Herman Group, and we're talking about employment trends for 2011. Now, I don't want to get too political in the show, although it's very difficult these days to separate politics from business because of Wall Street has the government in their pocket so much. But an interesting one on your list that I found intriguing was the repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell law is going to have its impact in the workplace today. How do you see that playing out?
Our young people who are making up a greater and greater percentage of our workforce every year, more baby boomers are retiring and more young people are coming on board. And they are very, very sensitive to diversity. They embrace diversity completely. Talking about diversity with one of these young people is like talking with a fish about water. they are more tolerant than older workers. And what we're going to see is employers recognizing domestic partnerships and civil unions. And that will mean that the attendant expenses and benefits that people will accrue, particularly that young top talent, that real go-getter that everybody wants, if he or she just happens to be gay and happens to have a domestic partner, we're going to see the employer stepping in and offering domestic partner benefits to that individual.
Are we also going to see the opposite of that, where the potential employee before hiring on with a company is going to exert their power at the moment of salary negotiation and benefit negotiation to demand that particular benefit?
Without question, as the labor market flips from being a buyer's market for labor, which it is currently, to being a seller's market for labor, we're going to see all of the perks and all of the benefits, including the cars and the signing bonuses and all of those things, coming back full force.
Oh, that's interesting, and we'll wait to see that happen when it happens. We're talking to Joyce Joa, everybody, and we've been talking about employment trends for the year 2011. Joyce is the CEO of the Herman Group. Joyce, you're obviously very knowledgeable. I could spend hours talking to you about this particular subject, and clearly some of my listeners are going to be interested by what you had to say. If you were going to direct them to go someplace on the Internet to learn more about you, learn more about your company, even some of your trends, where would you send them to go?
They can go to the website, which is www.hermangroup.com, and more specifically, if they want to stay on the leading edge, they can subscribe to my Herman Trend Alert, which is free, at www.hermantrendalert.com. Now, I have also written, just in the last 2 days, a 14-page white paper, which is an expansion of these 10 trends that I've just talked about with you. I'm going to be selling it on my website for $100.
Wow.
But for your listeners today, if they send me an email directly, I will sell it to them for $25.
Wow, that's a 75% savings on your white paper.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That's tremendous. So the email that you want them to send the email to is?
Joyce@HermanGroup.com.
Joyce, that's a very generous offer. Thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you, Bill.
A total pleasure.